This is Northland Angler, the Northland Tackle Podcast.
Checking in with Hall of Famer Dwayne Peterson, Northland Fishing Tackle. And Dwayne, you're just mentioning to me that you've been up on Rainy Lake. What's going on Rainy?
Well, I just got back late last night from Rainy. Spent a few days up there chasing smallmouth with my brother John in preparation for the High Falls Bass Championship that takes place here at the end of the month. We had a good 2-3 days, mixture of weather for sure, and a little more wind than we like, but we did some exploring in some parts of the lake that we haven't spent a lot of time in, and we did catch some big fish, but we didn't catch a lot of fish, and I learned a few things that I hope will be beneficial to us come tournament day.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the second one up there. How'd things go first time around for you?
First time around, Gussie and John were in good shape after 2 days. I think they were third or fourth and had a tough third day. They fell to 13th. My son Travis and grandson Jace, I think they finished in the mid-20s, thereabouts. Not big checks, but at least they showed, yeah.
Okay. Well, how's the bass fishing been in general in the North Country this summer?
Oh, I think it's been excellent. Every stop that we've made, and we move around quite a bit, this time of the year, and most places we go, the bass have been very cooperative, and we're still catching a lot of our largemouth on topwater baits, topwater frogs, particularly in dense cover in pads and reeds and rice, and most of these fish are on the perimeter of the lake, very, very shallow. We had a hot bite the other night where there was a lot of fish in, 2 to 4 feet of water with a lot of vegetation. And overall, I think it's been very good. Some of the weed line lakes where you catch your bass deeper, lakes that are more dominated by largemouth than they are by pike and walleyes, that bite has been good too, with fishing with a eighth or quarter ounce jig head with a soft plastic on it and throwing into the weed lines. That's been good too. So I would say, this time of the year, the largemouth fishing is always good. It's just a matter of moving around and the different lakes fish differently. And if you can find any type of obstruction on the shorelines or vegetated areas, you'll find largemouth.
Okay. Yeah. It is the time to fish bass for sure. And, I'm hearing more and more reports of bass. Are you finding that there are more and more people fishing bass these days or not?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think it's there's a movement the last, 5 to 10 years. Look at what's happened with collegiate bass fishing and high school bass fishing clubs. Not to say that those clubs are all about bass, but a lot of them are focusing on bass because they're a popular species to pursue, and they're willing biters, and you're seeing a movement there. And I think just the hype that's been, circulating. I've been promoting bass fishing for many years, and I've got an awful lot of buddies that are die-hard walleye fishermen that every now and then they'll take a bass fishing trip. And even some of the guides, a lot of the guides locally that are having success, they're not fishing walleyes every day. Diversifying a little bit and giving their clients a chance to catch pike and largemouth and panfish. And diversification of our fishery, is special. And I think to be able to pursue various species as the season progresses and target the fish that are most active only makes sense.
One of the things.
So yes, I think nationwide there's been a growth in the interest in both large and smallmouth bass fishing, very, very evident.
One of the things I always hear from people is that, we probably will never get the world record bass out of these waters, but the number of bass and the action is unparalleled here compared to elsewhere.
Well, I've always quoted Al Linder, who's world-renowned fisherman, been everywhere in the country, and he contends that Minnesota's got the best largemouth fishing, and now smallmouth fishing as well.
Right.
of any place in the country. And I said that too. You know, we may not have the very regular, you know, potential for 7 and 8 pounders, but we've got potential for 5 pounders and even 6 pounders in our state. And what we do have is an abundance of 2 to 4 pounders, and that's the bread and butter of, you know, of any bass fishery, no matter what state you're in.
Yeah.
So yes, we have opportunities that are great for not only largemouth fishing but smallmouth as well. Smallmouth populations are booming everywhere. You know, you look what's happened at even in our area here with some of the lakes that smallmouth that 20-25 years ago we didn't fish them because there weren't many. And you look at what's happened on Mille Lacs Lake, has become mm-hmm. world renowned for, you know, for the smallmouth that are there, and not necessarily to the chagrin of, you know, of the walleye people, but it's evolution taking place, and we've got to adjust to it.
Absolutely. Speaking of the walleyes, though, I mean, one of the amazing stories I've been hearing, and I've talked to many, many people about it all summer, is that the walleye bite on Lake Bemidji this summer is pretty logic-defying. I mean, it just hasn't really slowed down much.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much true. You know, I think it sometimes gets, you know, overstated a little bit. I think you still got to grind them out there this time of the year, and I don't know. If there's a slam dunk out there, I don't know about it. But I think that it's one of the best lakes, unquestionably, in the whole state, consistently for walleyes. But it does take some doing to get a good bite on a daily basis, and sometimes you gotta look at the middle of the road fisherman to see what he can catch out there to determine how good the lake really is. If the experts are getting them, that's one thing. But if the if the casual angler can get them on a regular basis, that proves that it's really a good bite out there. But I love Lake Bemidji. It's diverse. It got so many options out there. You can vertical jig these fish right now with a puppet minnow and a jig and wrap, or you can pull, you know, a crawler and a spinner shallow and on the inside weed line or the outside weed line. You can rig, you know, with a crawler or a leech in 12 to 18 feet or down to 22 feet. It's just such a variety of things that you can do on Lake Bemidji right now and catch fish. But I guess I'm not in the crowd that says it's dynamite out there. I still think you got to grind them out to get them day after day. But Lake Bemidji, no question, one of the best walleye lakes in the country.
What else have you been hearing from, I know you know a lot of anglers, what else have you been hearing out there?
Well, the muskies are starting to move. We sure had a lot of activity on rainy, on muskies. And I know Craig and Scott Anderson have been on Lake of the Woods quite a bit here, and they're catching muskies every trip while they're fishing for larger, for smallmouth, I should say. And I think locally, a couple of the guys that I've talked to are seeing some fish movement. It's that time of the year now where the casters start to shine with their musky fishing, and it's only going to get better as we move into the mid later part of August and the first parts of September. The pike on the weed line are there and biting. I've talked to several guys, Lake Bemidji particularly, that are catching pike, in the cabbage patches, pulling a stinger bucktail and a sucker minnow, probably the most effective way to do it. And, I think the diversity of species right now, you know, the old dog days that people talked about where the lakes got skunky and we couldn't catch any fish, that's in our past. We don't talk about that anymore. There's always some fish biting somewhere. If you diversify, you know, what lake you're fishing, what technique you're using, and what species you're pursuing, fishing is always good.
Have you seen or heard of anybody, speaking of northerns, taking advantage of the new northern regulations?
You know, I have not, and I think we discussed that last time you and I talked, that I haven't heard of that being a notable change, at least in my circles. I sure applaud the DNR for making that change and trying something to reduce those numbers of small pike and let the people harvest them and hopefully, you know, grow a better average size pike. But I have not heard much relative to that, no.
Okay. What about your observations as a guy who's been on the water for many, many years and been very active in promoting fishing and promoting taking care of our fisheries? Anything out there you're seeing that concerns you right now?
Well, I think yes. I think that the fact that we have become so proficient with electronics, the equipment that we're using to pursue fish nowadays is just light years ahead of what we had 15, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. You just can't believe what these new electronics are doing with mapping and GPS and colored videos and side imaging and down imaging. And there's just so many things going on that make people better fishermen, or at least more effective fishermen, sooner than it did back in the day where we had to log time in order to be proficient at the fishing game. And now it comes fast. It's a fast track. And the other thing that worries me is the communications between anglers. There can be a hot bite somewhere on a certain spot, and within minutes you can have your buddy there by getting on your cell phone and telling them where and how to do it. And I think it's a technology that has me concerned, and I think that it has the tendency to overpressure, you know, our fisheries, and we've weathered the storm so far, but I just I'm a little concerned about how much technology has played into our game, and bigger boats, faster boats, GPS, spot lock type electric motors, communication via the internet, cell phone, YouTube. It's a little bit scary, particularly when you've been in this game as long as I have, and I just hope that we can weather the storm as far as our fisheries are concerned.
You know, that sounds like a concern a lot of people have about technology in general, how it's affecting our world.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We change with what's available to us in terms of convenience and those things that give us a chance to be more successful at what we do on the water, and I guess to maximize our time and our effort, I guess, is why it's happening. You know, we're all trying to be more proficient and enjoy the free time that we've got more so. And we can't stop it, Kevin. It is what it is, but that doesn't mean we can't have some concern about it.
Absolutely. Well, your thoughts on the potential of a statewide 4 walleye limit?
Well, I think that's probably long overdue. You know, I think we've talked about it long enough. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I think the vast majority of anglers would be comfortable with that. I think the thing that I feel bad for, I guess, is the tourists that come that, you know, are limited to the number of fish that they could take. They come and stay a week, and they don't take, you know, 4 fish home with them. And we're competing with the Dakotas. They've got, you know, better limits, bigger limits. So that might be a concern, although Ontario's got real tight limits now, too, and aren't allowing the people to take very many fish. So I'm all for a 4 fish limit on the walleyes, 1 over 20. I do think we've got to be able to harvest some of the bigger fish, and I think if they allow them 1 over 20, that gets that done. But I support it. I support it, and I think it's long overdue, and I think most fishermen are willing to accept a 4 fish limit statewide as compared to the 6 fish limit. And we do have, you know, special regs on a lot of our lakes that have reduced limits and slot limits.
Yeah.
One other view that I have relative to slot limits is I think they need to be adjusted more regular than they are to keep, to fish down the big fish that take up some of the space that the small eater type fish could take up. So, yeah, I support the 4 fish limit. I'd like to see slot limits adjusted more regular.
Okay. Well, as we wrap it up, if we're headed out fishing this weekend, I think your advice would be to be diverse, certainly. What should we be taking in our boat, and any particular lakes we should be checking out these days?
I wouldn't focus on any, even suggest, I guess, any particular lake right now, because I haven't fished locally so much the last 10 days here, but I think you pursue your favorite area to go to and diversify your presentation a little bit, and and try something different, something new, and do something that you haven't done before, or go to a lake that you haven't been to before, and settle for, sometimes you got to settle for less. You got to settle for less bites. You got to be happy with some perch sometimes, and happy to catch some pike, and don't be discouraged because the walleye fishing is tough on wherever it happens to be. Try to do some other things, and you can't go wrong on the lakes that we have locally here, from Bemidji to Big Lake to Plantagenet and the Cass Lake chain. We just have so many options. Red Lake is going a little bit again, and even Winnie and Leech Lake, you can always catch some fish. So we have just so many opportunities, and hundreds of small lakes intertwined with those special lakes, that I hate to zero in on any particularity, especially when I haven't fished walleyes here in the last 10 days. Myself, I'm going to fish bass again for another 3 weeks.
Well, it's a good time to do it, certainly, and you certainly can try. There's a lot more lakes to try if you're interested in bass or panfish.
There really is. It's just every day is an adventure when you go to a different lake and try a different technique and fish a different species. Variety could be the spice of life, and it surely is in the fishing game.
Dwayne Peterson, Hall of Fame angler from Northland Tackle, joining me today. Dwayne, we'll always enjoy having you on the show. Thank you for your time.
You're sure welcome.